the Joint Programming Initiative on Antimicrobial Resistance, raises awareness of all aspects of the antimicrobial resistance crises. Diagnostic tests provide a means to determine if a disease is caused by a bacteria or a virus. This leads to healthcarers being able to prescribe more targeted medication. Jorge Villacien, Chief Medical Officer for Janssen Diagnostics, shares the success story of how better diagnostics turned the tide for HIV sufferers and explains why diagnostics development in the field of antibacterial resistance is still lagging behind.
In the field of HIV, how diagnostics helped treat patients effectively, we were faced, when the drugs started to be developed, we were faced with a very big problem, which was people were using these drugs and the drugs would be effective for a short period of time, but then they would become ineffective. And the reason for that is that the virus is very clever and develops resistance to the drugs very quickly. So there were a few things that were needed in order to treat patients effectively. And one of them was we needed to know whether the virus was coming back, and we needed to know that virus that was coming back, what drugs would be most effective in treating that specific virus. And the two tests came into place in the mid-1990s. One of them was the viral load test, and the viral load test would tell you when somebody was starting to fail treatment because it would go up. And then the second test was the resistance testing, because most of these patients had been treated with one drug or with two drugs or sequentially with one or two drugs. And that resistance testing was able to tell physicians what would the most likely drugs be that would suppress that virus and then bring HIV under control again. So I think that's a very good example of a success story of how two tests were able to make a difference in terms of success in treating HIV.
Why can't we do the same in the context of antibacterial resistance? Do we not have diagnostic tests already?
There is a lot of very well-established methods of testing for bacterial resistance, which can be done in very sophisticated environments, in laboratories that are centralized in hospitals. And these tests take some time, and they give results back to physicians after a period of time, which then the physician can use to make treatment decisions. The problem is that because of the rate at which bacteria acquire resistance and become less amenable to treatment with the drugs that we have available, we need to have better tools, better tests that can give physicians information quicker so that they can choose the appropriate treatment faster. And because if you treat these infections with inappropriate agents, what will happen is that you will develop even more resistance, and the problem that we have today is going to grow even bigger. So in a nutshell, we need faster information that is able to be interpreted by the physician to make decisions quicker when he's facing a patient.
How do we go about developing the necessary tests and drugs to beat antibacterial resistance?
It's knowing the clinical situations in which we are able to use the test, talking to the physicians and talking to the societies of physicians to be able to provide guidance to doctors who are in everyday practice on how they should use the test and how they should use the antibiotics. So how does a new antibiotic and a new test become part of the process and of the thinking of the physicians community? I think that's a big part. So how will this get adopted in practice? And then the other big part is, what are the mechanisms by which the test and the drug are going to get reimbursed? Because if there is no reimbursement, then it becomes a difficult proposition for any company to develop something. So we need to work with the authorities and with the appropriate people to find mechanisms by which these new drugs and new diagnostic tests will be reimbursed and will make ultimately sense for these companies to develop them.
The Joint Programming Initiative on Antimicrobial Resistance raises awareness of all aspects of the antimicrobial resistance crises.